Roy Kidd had a great mixture of several things. He could spot talent and get talent in the right position. That's A. B, he could be really tough and demanding on a player, but also have that family approach along with his wife, Sue, that he was a great mentor to players. If you look back at all the old players that he's coached, so many of them talk about what he meant to them. And so he just had that knack of being able to be tough and demanding, but be a mentor to these kids, to be a second father. And so he just had that fine mixture that worked. And man, he was competitive.
You come from Western, you were there. So how in the world did he turn that corner to really let you in?
I hope that he was so busy with his football team he didn't realize. Now, Sue, his wife, once said to me, "Don't forget who you work for. You work for Eastern." I said, "Yes, ma'am." And I was loyal from the start because, you know, four championship appearances in a row, you're kind of on the bandwagon, right? But I kidded him a long time ago. I said, "You know, I was kind of a good luck charm, wasn't I?" He didn't say anything. But I really don't know when or how Roy Kidd found out who his new play-by-play announcer, where his new play-by-play announcer went to school. But Sue knew.
But he never raised it as an issue, not as a serious issue in any way then, really, except just jabbing at you maybe?
I don't think we ever talked about it, you know, early on. I don't remember it. I mean, I was young, working 80 hours, news director at a little radio station, doing games, so busy I didn't have time to breathe. We never brought it up. I mean, but I was young. I was 1 year out of college. And so everything was, you know, I was just trying to keep my head above water, and he was trying to win championships, and I think we both survived, right?